Jacaranda Newswatch Sport.
Just a touch after 8:30 now. It all goes down from 1:45 p.m. in the fourth round of the URC. Coach Ivan van Rooyen has made three changes to the Lions starting 15 for their Scarlets clash at Ellis Park. Nico Steyn starts at scrum off in place of Morne van den Berg, who came off early against Benetton last week with a hamstring strain. Darian Lansberg fills the number 5 jersey in place of Ruan Delport, with Reinhard Nordnagel returning from injury on the bench as lock cover. Winger Edwin Keita also returns after missing out last weekend, with Richard Creel back at inside centre. At 4 p.m, John Plumtree has named a star-studded Sharks side containing 13 Springboks, 2024 SA Junior Springbok of the Year Jurenzo Julius, and Flyhalf Siyama Soko, who shone in the 2023-2024 Challenge Cup, were also given a chance. Vincent Koch, Bongimbonambi and Eben Etzebeth are among the Senior World Cup winners expected to step up, while winger Ethan Hooker continues with his passion and work rate. Then we wrap it up at 8:45 as Springbok fullback Warwick Gallant returns as one of four changes made to the DHL Stormers team for the clash with Zebre in Parma. His first appearance of the season after overcoming an injury problem. He makes a return at 15. Damian Willemser shifts to inside centre to join captain Ruan Nel in the midfield. In the forward pack, Audre Smith joins Ruben van Heerden in the second row, while up front, young tighthead Zachary Porten will make his first start. Prop Henkes van Wijk is set to make his debut from a bench that also features loose forward Ruan Ackerman and utility back Wandi Similane. Now, South Africa's force continued as they crushed Sri Lanka by 10 wickets in a rain-disturbed contest. In a game reduced to 20 overs, the Proteas women first tied down Sri Lanka to 105 for 7, then chased a revised target of 121 in 14.5 overs. Tightening their grip on second place in the points table. Now, thanks to the technical team and their quick responses, here's Captain Laura herself on the win.
Big relief, I think, especially after that 5-hour break. I think we looked a bit nervy when we came back on the field, a couple of missed fields. So then we did a great job of sort of regrouping mid-innings and getting those wickets near the end. But yeah, like you said, especially after our last game against the subcontinent side, where we found ourselves in a bit of trouble, it was nice to have a convincing win against a similar sort of side.
Yeah, and a roller coaster of fixtures for the Springbok, for the South Africa women. Hey, listen, in this World Cup,
these ladies have shown over and over. Dude, Nadine the Clack doesn't take nonsense from nobody, bro.
She's amazing.